Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Beis in Maseches Shabbos. That 61 plus 63 is 124th daf in Shas, Bezer Hashem. I am with, again, every Tuesday now, with the young, budding Talmidei Chachamim in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us we're going to pick up 10 lines from the top on Samach Beis Amav, where we had left off, which is analyzing the last part of our Mishnah going back to Samach Aleph. Where was the Chevra? It was on Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph, right? On Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph. Nope.
Samach.
That we had back Samach Amad Aleph. So that we said that in terms of a fellow going out with the Sirion. The Mishnah said, Vol b'Sirion, you're not supposed to have the Sirion, Vol b'Kastav, Vol b'Megafayim, and we're going to expel out what that is. The Gemara says, Sirion, Zarda. Sirion is Zarda. What is Zarda? Zarda is the armor that would be all over a person. Kazda, what's a Kazda? Amarav, Sanurasa. That's the soft helmet that was above the hard helmet. Below the hard helmet. Of course, we have over here a diagram of a knight. So this is the general metal stuff, and that's what these things are. Magafayim. What are magafayim? Amarav pismaki. Rav says that they are the shins. What they would put on the legs over here are the magafayim. Okay, we now pick up 12 lines from the top by the new Mishnah. Lo seitze isha b'machas hanekuva. A woman is not supposed to go out with a needle that has a hole in it. Now, up until now, we've been discussing what a woman is not allowed to go out. Why? Because we're afraid she might show it to her friends. Excellent. What happens if she went out with it? Was she over in Issa d'Oraisa? No, it's only a chash midrabbanan. Over here, we're going to talk about cases where it in of itself is an Iser d'oraisa. Not also with a ring that has a signet on it. We'll wait for the Gemara to translate what kolir and kovelis is. The Gemara will tell us, Bezer Hashem. And not a dish. They would hang a dish sometimes down. A plaiton was a parsima, that was a type of odor that would be given off that would smell good. So she can't go out with all those things because they're all considered something that person is carrying. And if she goes out with it, she's chayv chatas. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So what's the opinion of Rabbi Meir over here? Rabbi Meir says all of the above things qualify as a masui. And therefore, the halacha is that it's going to be chayv. Amar Ula, the Gemara begins four lines above the wide, b'chilufehen b'ish. The inverse would apply by men. What does that mean? Rashi explains that we said that a woman is not allowed to go out with a ring that has a signet. What's the reason that a woman is not allowed to go out with a ring with a signet? If she it's without a signet, she's allowed to go out, because that's a normal tashrut for a woman. However, if it has a signet, which woman wears those types of rings? Most women don't wear things that they stamp with. What do I mean by that? Once upon a time, those types of things were only worn by men for them to stamp checks. And women, it seemed, didn't do that. So says the Gemara like this, b'chlufan b'ish, but with a man would be the exact opposite. Since it's normal for a man to go out with a tabas sheish lechosim, he won't be chayv achatas. But if he wears a regular ring that doesn't have a chosim, then the halacha will be different. What's your question, Yosef?
Is he allowed to go out?
Oh, so it could very well be, yes, even lechatchila. So it deduces the Gemara, Alma kasavar ula, kol midi dechazil ish lo chazil isha. Whatever is normal for a man to wear is not normal for a woman to wear. Midi dechazil isha lo chazil isha. Whatever is normal for a woman to wear is not normal for a man to wear. Matzav Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks the following question. Haroim yotzin bisakin. Roim are allowed to go out with a form of sack. What was that sack? Oh, it was good to have the sack tonight. Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, we're having Gishmei Bracha. In those days, they used to have a sack that they used to hold on to, that in case of rain, they would put it on their head. Old-fashioned umbrella. So the halacha is that the Roman are allowed to go out with that. Everybody is allowed to go out with that because it's considered a tachshit for the Rowan, and therefore for all people it also is considered a tachshit. Ela shel darkon shel aram latzeis pesakin, but it's a derech for the Rowan to go. Once it's a tachshit for the Rowan, that's normal for the Rowan to go out. It's even a Rowan that goes out that he's prepared, just like a policeman wearing his handcuffs shows that he's prepared, right? It could very well be Vamevin Yavin, that might be a tachshit for a policeman. So too, a Roah, his boss wants to see, he came with his sack. So too, everybody, it's considered a tachshit. What's the kasha? This is a massive. This is a kasha of Yosef. What's Rav Yosef's kasha? Yosef's kasha is like this. Rav Yosef asks, how could it be that it is a problem for an ish to go out with what the isha wears? Once it's normal for an isha, it should be mutter for the man, just like once it's mutter for the roe, it's mutter for everybody else. So too, once it's mutter for the ish, it should also be mutter for the ish. Elam Rav Yosef, look at Rav Yosef's teretz. You want to know, Beferish Gemara, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Here it is. Samach Bezem and Aleph, two lines into the white. Share this one with your mother. Elam Rav Yosef, Kasavar Ula, Nashim Am Difnei Atzmonein. Women are a separate nation. Since the women are a separation, it's not like that there are some men who are shepherds and some not. There are women. Women come from a different nation. There's the nation of men, and there's a nation of women. Nachum says his mother, who does the editing, is going to cut this out. Okay, the dafshir. Okay. So Gemara continues, hafuch. That's it, because women have bina yisera and men don't. So that's why whatever is mutter for the man. Is not going to be mutter for the woman, and whatever is mutter for the woman is not mutter for the man. Let's continue. Esvei Abaye asked the following question. Hamotze tefillin machnisen zug. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha. The halacha is, in terms of hotzah, that the halacha is that when a man and a woman are both allowed to take out the tefillin. What does that mean? Let's say you have tefillin, which you need to take out. For example, chas v'chalil, if there's a dzleika, there's a fire, and you want to save the tefillin, what's the best way to do it, even though on Shabbos you don't wear tefillin? So then, you take them out, zug, zug. Let's take a look at Rashi. Zug, zug. Kederech shu lovesh b'chol, echa b'rosh v'echa b'zroa, cholzon v'chozor min yazug acher. He's allowed to put on one pair of tefillin, then the next pair of tefillin. In case of a sorech, he's allowed to do it. Someone just called me up with a shaila last night. He's going to the other side of the international date line. So there's a suffix. It's a big machlokas haposkim in Japan and Hawaii, which day is Shabbos. So that's another case where they actually put on tefillin, bitzina, on Shabbos. So we see from this Gemara, it's not usher to do, right? It actually came up also in one of the previous sugyas, right? About wearing tefillin on Shabbos. We're on Samach Aleph on the base. Gemara discussed it. Yes.
Why is that bag not considered like umbrella?
Ah, so you're asking very well. You're asking, well, that's Menachem's question? Yeah. Very good. So why is it that the bag is not considered an umbrella? In other words, an umbrella should also be mutter bizman as it. Okay, maybe we should do that for the halacha section, Bezer Hashem. It's a good question, and we can get back to it. V'i amit nashim amifnei atzmanei. Now we ask, if we consider women a separate nation, it's a mitzvah sasei man grama. B'chol mitzvah sasei man grama. Nashim pturas. And any mitzvah sasei man grama, women are exempt. And so therefore, a woman shouldn't be allowed to wear it. If we said that women and men are part of the same nation, so then in such a case, once it's mutter for a man, it's mutter for a woman. But over here, it's different. Why is it different? Because women are a separate nation. So for them, it shouldn't be shayach at all. We should say that it's mitzvah seisha zman grama. Answers the Gemara. Hasam kasavu Rebbe Meir, laila zman tefillin hu, v'shabbos zman tefillin hu. Ah, there are two different opinions in Erevin. There's a sugya in that tzadi dalet, tzadi hei, tzadi vav, that discuss two things. Number one, whether laila zman tefillin, And number two, whether Shabbos is Man Tefillin. So if we assume that Laila is Man Tefillin and Shabbos is Man Tefillin, Havilei mitzvahs aseh shelo azman grama. V'chol mitzvahs shelo azman grama, nashim chayavos. Wow. There, it will come out that there's opinion that says that women are part of the same nation as men when it comes to tefillin. Why? They would be equally chayiv as, they would be equally chayiv as men. So that's what you must say, that the only reason we allow women to go out with it is because we're going according to the opinion that says both Laila and Shabbos is man tefillin. Asks the Gemara, v'ha hotza kelachar yadi. But isn't he, they do, aren't they doing hotza kelachar yad? So let's take a look. What's this kasha? So Rashi explains. Amas nisan koi. It's going all the way back to our Mishnah. V'hotza'as tabas shemotzia derech malbush bo etzba'a. That we talk about the woman who is wearing the tabas sheyesh al achosem. Is it normal for women to wear tabas sheyesh al achosem? No, it's not normal. Why is the woman chayeves achatos? She's not taking it out the way most people normally carry out. So why does the Mishnah say? Did the Mishnah say chayev achatos? Yes. But that's not a normal way to carry. What's a normal way to carry? Like this. You hold something, that's the normal way to carry. But not to be holding it on your finger. So really, you put a big period. You put a big period by v'ha hotza kelachar yadu. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah b'isha gizboris haskina. No. We're talking about a woman who's a macher. Now, what do I mean by that? She's the treasurer. She's the one who's in charge of many different things. And she is someone who is constantly stamping documents. Gizboris says, Rashi, shelechus chosmes tamid lememunin tachtel. She sends things. There were women who were even business people in those days. Hilkach, continues Rashi in Gizboris, Hilkach regila hi lanicha be'etzba. It was normal for her to put on a finger. Aye, so if that's so, then it shouldn't be a problem at all. Miu tashit lo avilidida. The ain derech nashim bekach. Since most women don't normally wear it on their, don't wear a chosemes, so then in such a case, a tabas a chosemes, it's still considered hotza. Even though for this woman, it's normal. Nevertheless, it wouldn't be considered a tachshit because it's not normal for women to wear in general to wear this type of ring, and so therefore she be chayiv on it. She be chayiv because it's considered kederach. At the same time, it's not considered a tachshit, because in that nation, in the nation of women, they don't wear tabas sheyesh alei chosam. Yes, the...
Why don't women put on
tefillin? Oh, very good, Kasha. Why do women not put on tefillin? So, Mir Tashem, you hang in there. Another 100 daf or so. Well, first of all, the assumption of our Gemara is you need to hold that Laila's man tefillin, right? So if you hold Laila's man tefillin, not. So Taisus and Erevin, another 100 daf or so, Ezer Hashem, everybody should hang in there, and then we're going to get to that. Okay. V'atzak l'achayadu, Amar Rabbi Yishu Gaz Bar Siskin, Amar Rabbi Achan Rabbi Yochanan, Teiratz the Isha, you've only explained to me when it comes to a woman. Ish my ikal amemar. But what would be the reason why a man who's wearing a woman's ring is going to be chayiv on otsa? He shouldn't be chayiv on otsa. Why? Because it's otsa kelachar yad. It's on the back of his hand. That's not the normal way to carry. The normal way to carry is like this, right? So if a person's wearing a tabas, so that's an isur derabanan, but it's not going to be an isur doraisa. So that's the Gemara's kasha. When the Gemara asks, Teiratz the Isha, Ish, Maikel Amemar, El Amarava, 10 lines into the wide, Pa'amim Shadam Noisel Ishtoi Tabas, Sheyesh Aleha Chosem, Laholacha the Kufsa, Ume Nichta, Biyada Achamagas the Kufsa. There are times that a man sends his wife, says, honey, do me a favor, can you take my ring to this and this place? So what does she do? She doesn't carry the ring in her hand, she puts it on her finger. Her friend is going to say, wait a second, that ring is not so nice. You have nicer rings. So that, but still, it's normal for her. Every once in a while, that will be normal for her to put on the tabas sheyesh aleha chosem. Upa'amim, and the opposite is true as well. Sha'isha no senes l'bailo, a woman will give to her Hasbin tabashen alechosim, a ring without a chosim, alicha etzel uman, to take it to a fix. Lesakin umenicha biyado, biyado achemigi etzel uman, so it's normal for him to carry. Hence, if he carries that tabas, so then in such a case, he's going to be chayiv. That qualifies as chayiv. What? Rabba says, you only explained that the case that you're going to be chayiv is on an isha gizboris. However, you did not explain why an ish is going to be chayiv. At the end of the day, the ish is carrying it kilachar yad. He's not carrying it the normal way. So then in such a case, you should be chayiv. But that's kilachar yad. That's not the normal way to... What?
It's a normal way to wear the ring.
No, but it's not normal for men to wear a woman's ring. In other words... But if you're taking something you normally don't wear, the only time you're going to be chayiv is if you do it like this. What happens if I take this recorder and I put it under my yarmulke? So that would only be nisud rabban, not be nisud d'oraisa. You know who does this all the time? I'll tell you a secret. If you watch Hatzalah men, they do that all the time. If there's a rishus harabim, they'll often, what they'll often do is they'll carry it in a way that's shelo kederach. So in this case, it's shelo kederach. To which the Gemara answers, no. When he's carrying his wife's ring, that's kederach. But the Gemara needs to explain how it's kederach. Good. In the Mishnah, we had these things that we had no idea what they were. Velo bikolir, velo bikovel. So my kolir, what is a kolir? Amarav machpenta. What is machpenta? It is a clasp that's there to hold the two parts of the garment together. That is a machpenta. It wasn't normal, it seems, for them to use it as a tachshit. Hence, it's considered a masui, and one is going to be chayiv. Kovelas, what's kovelas? Amarav humrasa de pilon. It is a kesher that was tied together again by the garments. Rashi explains 6 lines from the bottom. But they would also put some type of smelling thing called pilon that had a good smell. So that also is not the normal tachshit, and therefore one is going to be chayiv as well. So Amar Rav Chumrasa de Pilon, Chemar Vasi Chumrasa de Pilon. 8 lines from the bottom in the middle of the line. Tana Rabban Lo Seitzek Bikovelis Vim Yotzeh Chayiv Chaz Diver Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah was going according to Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, but the Chacham say Lo Seitzek Vim Yotzeh Ptura. In such a case, you're going to be potter. In contrast to Rabbi Meir, say Yochayil Chatas, the Chachamim say it's Asur, but it's potter if you do it. Rabbi, by the way, of course, we've discussed in the past, there's something called Mutar on Shabbos, Chayiv, which is Asur min HaTorah and Chayiv Chatas, and potter, which means potter avo Asur midrabbanan. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yotzi Yishu Bikovels Lechatchila. Rabbi Eliezer introduces a new Shita. He holds that she's allowed to go out of Lechatchila. The Maikom Ifli, what's behind this machlokis, 8 lines from the bottom, Rabbi Meir Savor Masuyu, Rabbi Meir says that we look at this clasp as a Masuy, Rabbanan Savri Tachshitu, and the Rabbanan say it's a Tachshit, Vidoma Shalfa Umechavya, and we're afraid she's going to take it off and show it to her friends, like in many instances that we already discussed, Vaisali Suya, and she'll come to carry it. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, Man Darka Lemirme, who normally wears these things with a good smell on it, Isha Sharecha Ra, a woman that for whatever reason has a bad smell. Isha Sharecha Ra, Lo Shalfu Machiv Lo Asesuyar Bamas Rishus Harabim. She's not going to take it off and carry it in the Rishus Harabim. Asks the Gemara, Batani Rabbi Eliezer, Potabikovel Sumsacha Shel Plaitin. We said according to Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is that it's mutter. We learned that Rabbi Eliezer says it's potter. What did we say? Is potter mutter? No, potter means potter. So what's the pshat in Rabbi Eliezer? It tells you a plaiton. Answers the Gemara, 3 lines from Bam Lakasha, Ha ki koyad Reb Meir, Ha ki koyad Rabbanan. In one case, he was responding to Reb Meir, 2 lines from the bottom. And the other case, he was responding to the Rabbanan. Ki koyad Rabbi Meir, when he's responding, according to Reb Meir, Damer Chayiv Chatas. So there he doesn't say mutter, Amalei Potter. He says, I disagree with you, Potter, even though he even held it was mutter. But when Rabbi Meir said, hi, he says, no, he's Potter. Doesn't mean he holds it's only Potter. He might hold it's mutter too. But then when he's responding to it, he's just saying, Potter, he's Potter. Ki koya de Rabbanan, when he's talking to the Rabbanan, the Amri Potter, Avalasar, Amr Iyu Mutter Lechatchila. That's when he says, it's mutter lechatchila. We pick up on top of Samach Beis and Beis. Umay Rebbe Meir. What is the shita of Rebbe Meir that says that you're chayiv achatas? The sign is we learned in a brisa. Like, say to Isha, b'machteach shebiyada, v'myatza chayiv achatas, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says you're chayiv achatas if you're holding machteach. Rebbe Eliezer, poter. Rebbe Eliezer says you're poter. B'koveles u'btzlochu shel plait, and that we've already discussed before. So then, wait. We have to put the comma in the right place. Divrei Rebbe Meir comma. Rebbe Eliezer poter b'koveles u'btzlochu shel plait. And Rebbe Eliezer says you're poter on the koveles u'btzlochu shel plait. The Gemara analyzes koveles mandikar shema. What's going on? You have Rebbe Meir talking about a machteach, and then you've got Rebbe Eliezer talking about koveles. What's going on? Mandikar Shema. What name were we talking about before that you brought up Koveles? We weren't talking about Koveles. What were we talking about? We were talking about Mafteach. Answers the Gemara, Chisurei Matzor V'Hachiktani. No, there was something missing in this Braisa. You need to reread the Braisa. This is how it should read. V'Hachiktani. V'chein v'Koveles v'chein v'tzlocha shal plaitem lo seid. Say, v'miyotza chayev chatas. You shouldn't go out, and if not, you'll be chayev chatas. Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Eliezer, poiter b'kavel so v'tzlecha shal plaiton. Rebbe Eliezer says, you poiter b'medvar murim kishesh ben bosem. Avol em ben bosem chayevis. If it's only a kli without the perfume, then even Rebbe Eliezer will agree that you're chayev chatas. So what do we have? What do we have bottom line over here? What we have is we found the source of Rebbe Meir that says chayev, that Rebbe Eliezer holds that kovelis and tzlochis you're going to be chayev on. And the Rabbanon we had disagreed, and then we have the Shita Rabbi Eliezer that now said that fundamentally it's Pater Aval Asur. However, there is an exception if we're talking about a utensil that they put on around their neck and it doesn't have any perfume inside. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the top. Amar Avada Barava Zosomeres. Hamotzi achlam pachos mikashir b'kli chayiv. Now, if someone takes out a utensil that has less than the amount of shear for achila, let's say, for example, the shear of a kizayis, if it has less for a kizayis, he's chayiv. So, aim babosim ki pachos mikashir b'kli dami. Because if it doesn't have bosim, then it's less than the shear. Uktani chayeves. And you see that you're chayiv. Now, Rabosai, what happens, may I, you pass me the coke over here? Okay. What happens if someone carries out this kli? So there's room to say that you're not going to be chayiv on Shabbos. You know why? Because what's the can of coke for? A can of coke is there to hold coke. That's its primary purpose. So maybe it's not a kli choshev to be chayiv on. So says the Gemara, no, I'll show you that it would be. Because if it's missing its bosom, you're still chayiv. You're chayiv according to Rabbi Eliezer. So what do we see? An empty can? You're also chayiv. So says the Gemara, maybe not. The Gemara says, no. Ravashi Amar Ba'alma Emelecha Potter. Really, I'll say to you that an empty can is going to be potter. Vishani Hocha Deleise L'mamasa Klal. But here it's different because, let's take a look in Rashi. So Rashi says, "Libar Maskel Shani Hacha Leka LeMeimer Nasa Kli Tafel LeReach She'em Bo Shum Mamish VaFil Pachos MiBishir Lo Mikri Avol Pachos MiKishir BeDavar She'esh Bo Mamish Nasa Kli Tafel Lo UPater." If you have a little bit of coke inside of the can, so you weren't chayiv for hotzah on the food because it's less than a shear, and the can becomes tafel to it. That's in regards to food. However, when it comes to other things, like, for example, the necklace that had, or the clasp that had the perfume inside, that it has no purpose whatsoever, if not to hold something, so therefore it doesn't become batel to the perfume, and we can say that you're going to be chayiv on it as well. Just to add a little bit more of understanding in the Gemara, coke by itself has chashivas. Since coke has chashivas, the can becomes batel to the coke. However, when it comes to the perfume, so there the perfume is not, it was like a little tiny bit of some plant extract. So it doesn't even have a mamashos. If it doesn't have a mamashos, so then the kli does not become bottle to it. And since the kli does not become bottle, so you're chayiv for carrying out that kli. Gemara continues, now 10 lines from the top. The Gemara begins to darshan, because we mentioned that Slochus Shel Plaiton begins to darshan a pasuk in Amos. For those of you who have the pasuk inside, on the side, look at on the side. The pasuk says, Hashosim b'mizrike yayin, v'reisha shemani m'mshachu, v'lo nachalu al shever Yosef. The Gemara describes those who anoint themselves with this shemen. Amar Rav Yudah Mishmol Zeh Plaiton. This refers to the Plaiton. Masa Rav Yosef, Afa Plaiton Gozar, even on the Plaiton Gozar Rav Yehuda Ben Bava, V'lo Hodulo. And they weren't moda to him. Rashi explains the Dibra Maskel Gozar, Rashi says, Mishum Tsar Churban, that there was a Gzeira that was made, that they weren't allowed to use this Plaiton because it was too much of a Tainuk. V'lo Hodulo, and they didn't accept it. Analyzes the Gemara. V'yamrit b'shum tainug, and if you're going to say that they would use it for tainug, like we had assumed earlier, amaylo hodula, why did they say that you shouldn't put it on? Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded, l'tameh chodech siv, hashosim b'mizrike yayin. We also learned that we learned in the pasuk, those who are shosim b'mizrike yayin in Amos, just a second, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, chad omar knishkin. What are the Mizrake Yayin? Some say means Kanishkin. Kanishkin was that there were cups that had different parts to it. That those were the Mizrake Yayin. The Chad Omer Shemizarkin Kosein Zel Zezle. That means that they would pass or even throw the cups to each other. Hachinami the Aser. Maybe you should also say that that is Aser because it's Tainug. V'arabba Baravuna Ikla V'eresh Gelusa V'shasa V'kinshikin. That Rabba saw that they were drinking, v'lo amr le v'lo midi, and they didn't say anything. Ella kol midi diyispei tanim diyispei simcha gaz rabban. Anything that tastes good, but also has simcha. So then, in such a case, rabbanan were gozer. Avol midi diyispei tanim v'lespei simcha, but something that gives pleasure but doesn't produce joy, lo gaz rabbanan. So that's what falls into this category of the plaitim. That even though it's racious shmonim yismachu, so then, in such a case, there, on the Plaiton, there was a tzad to be gozer. However, other things, which are not both tainug and simcha, so then, in such a case, they did not make the gzer. Okay, so now that we began discussing that the pasuk in Amos, Hashosim b'mizrake yayin v'reisha shmoni mimshachu, is talking about what? Is talking about Plaiton. So we begin to discuss that parsha in Amos. The pasuk in Amos says, Hashofchim, it's a tragic pasuk. If you have the pasuk on the side, take a look at it as well. Hashofchim al mitoshein usruchim al arsosa v'ochlim karim mitzon v'agolim mitoch madbeik. The Torah describes those who sleep on fancy beds. The Navi describes, for those who sleep on fancy beds and so on, and they're selfish, v'chulei v'chulei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish them. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, milamed, what does it mean that usruchim al arsosam? So they sleep on fancy beds and they make disgusting their beds. So what does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina, milamed shayim mashtinim mayim b'fnei mitosehim, arumin, that they would urinate in front of their bed. In those days, it wasn't a bathroom, right? So sometimes they would urinate into a utensil. Now, maybe we could add the reason why the Torah is so critical of someone who urinates in front of a bed is because a bed represents also the place of Kedusha, where the neshama comes back, leaves the person when they go to sleep, and the neshama comes back, and they're malachim, mimini, michal, and so on. So a person is mashpin lefnei amita, that's a bizoyim. So the Gemara says, shall mishtan mayim lefnei mitzayim arum. Migadei for Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo, complained about this pshat. You know what the onish for these people were? Take a look at Oz Gimel in the Torah R. Birosh Golan Visar Mizrach Sruchim. They're terrible things that are going to happen to them. They're going to go into Golos. So he asks, he says, is that a fitting onish? Mishum de Mishtanim Mayim Bifnei Mitasei Arumin. Yiglu Birosh Golan? Because they urinate in front of the beds, so they deserve such a Golos? Elam Rabbi Yavo. Rather, Rabbi Yavo said, Elu Bnei Adam Shal Yochlim Vishosim Zed and Zed. They would sit and drink. Vidovkim Mitasei Zubizu. And they would sleep next to each other. They didn't follow the rules of tznius. Umachlifin nishosein zemze. And they would even some days be married to this woman, this man's wife, and this man's wife. Umasrichin arsosam b'shichva zereshen al shelahen. And they would be mezana. So for that reason, the Gemara says that's what they got punished for. So the pasuk is not only talking about someone who's mashtin, but who's sruchim al arsosam is that they didn't have maintained kedusha in their way, in the way they lived. Amar Rabbi Avov, Rami Lasnisa, Tana Gimel Dvar Mevina Esadam L'Deanius. There are three things that can bring Chas V'Chalila, a person, to poverty. Ve'elu Hein, and these are they. Hamashtim Mayim Bifnei Mitaso Arum, someone who urinates in front of the bed. U'mezalzel B'Netilas Yedayim, and he's not good about Netilas Yedayim. Ve'ishtom B'Kal Lasso B'Fon. By the way, Rashi learns, we're talking about someone who uses a revius. He uses the amount that he needs for Netilas Yedayim, but he's makbid. He doesn't use extra water. Just the revius mitzumtzum. So for that, there's someone who's mezalzel in Netilas Yedayim. So hamashim mayim bifnei mitaso arum, amarava lo amron el demaap mahader ape lepurye. If he urinates towards the bed, avolabre, but if his back is to the bed, less lumba, then it's not a problem. And it's only wrong if he does it on the ground. But if he does it into a kli, less lumba, it's also not a problem. If he didn't wash his hands at all. Less lumba. But if he washes and he doesn't wash, that is not a problem. What's that? Masha velo masha? That's what we said earlier from Rashi, that it's exactly a revius. V'lav milsi, it's not correct. Amar Rav Chizda, ano mashoi moli chafne maya, v'yovuli moli chafne tivrasa. I washed with a lot of water, and with that, I was rewarded with a lot of bracha. I was zocha when I was a child. My Rebbe was Rabbi Yitzchak of Amshinov. My family goes back for generations to the dynasty of Amshinov. We're connected even in family. So the Rebbe used to wash Matilas Yedayim. He would wash with a lot of water. It was a whole avoda. Matilas Yedayim, amongst many other things, represents Nikius in Avodas Hashem. So when the Rebbe washed, it was like it was an example of Nikius in Avodas Hashem. And the Gemara says that someone who uses a lot of water, which shows that he's interested in Nikius in Avodas Hashem, so he will be rewarded with as much good as well. Here the Gemara gives an interesting explanation as well for v'she'ishto mikal loso b'fonav. His wife curses him. Amar Rava al isay tachshita, that she complains to him that he doesn't buy her enough jewelry. What was the punishment? Rabosai, remember, yes, start saving up, and it's very, very important. Shalom bias is very, very important. The man will say, what do you mean? It's so expensive, it's going to make me poor? The opposite. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said a man who doesn't buy his wife jewelry, that's the man that's going to be poor. But it's only a man who had the money to buy it. He's not supposed to buy a $10,000 ring if he doesn't have the money. But if he does have, and his wife feels that he doesn't spend on her, so then in such a case, chasachil could bring lidei anius. Darish Rava Breid Ravi Loi, my desiv. We continue on going with the averos of znus. The Navi talks in Yeshayahu of averos of znus. Pasuk Yeshayahu Perikum of Vayer Mashen Yanki Govu Benos Sion Vatalechna Nutuyas Goren. There are women who went out not snua umasakras einoyim, and they tried to draw men with their eyes. Haluch v'tavtech lechenu v'ragleim tichasena. So Gemara darshins. Shahayu mahalchos b'koma skufa, that they were going straight up. They tried very hard to look beautiful. They walked in a way that tried to make men look at them. And they would put on lots of eyeshadow on their eyes, and they would wink at the men. And also, they would, to make themselves look taller and prettier, they would go stand next to short girls to make themselves look. That's what it means. And with their legs, they angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They would put perfume inside their shoes. And they would walk in the streets of Yerushalayim. And when the Bachurim Yisrael would pass them, Boatos Bekarka, Umatizos Aleim Mechnisis Ben Yetzahara Ke'eres. And they would cause the perfume to come out and the Yetzahara come onto the boys. This is the reason that we separate men and women in general, so as not to be Ma'orer, the Yetzahara. The Pasuk, okay, Ke'eres, that's where we, that you put a period over the, it's very confusing, those Vahada. Yatz Yetzahara Ke'eres Bika'us. They would put the Yetzahara like poison inside of them. You put the period by Maipuranaseim. Maipuranaseim, what exactly is the Piranios that happened to these women? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says through the Navi that they are going to be punished with Piranios. What is their Piranios? So they're going to get punished Mida Keneged Mida. Kidarsh Rabba Bar Allah. So the pasuk goes on and says that mokiye, that the area where they put the perfume on, then that will be, there will be crevices in the skin. In other words, what they try to make beautiful will become painful and ugly. Visachas masa miksha karcha, mokum shei miskash tosbo, nase krochim karachim. And the place that they would put skipped a line. Visachas chagura and under and the area by the belt, nakfa, makum shaya chagura spitzilzul, the place that they put by their belt a bell, nasa nikafim nikafim, that's also a types of wounds that will be over there. Let's get the exact translation of it. Nasa nikafim nikafim, mamish chaburas chaburas. The sachas maisa miksha karcha makum shei miskash tospo nase krachim krachim. That area is going to have krachos. That means that there'll be blisters there. The sachas psigal mechagura sak psachim hamevein lidei gila yulimachgora sak. And the area that they try to reveal, they'll end up having to put sak kitachas yofi. In the place of all the yofi, they'll be covered with pain and sorrow. Literally figurative pain, as well as that there will be begadim that will indicate avelus. Amar Rava Hainu da Amri Inshi, this is what people say. Chilufei shufra keva. In the place of beauty comes pain. If a person doesn't use their beauty the right way, so chas v'chalila, it could lead to pain. The Gemara continues by darshaning further the pasuk in Yeshayahu, the sipach adonoi kod koid benoi siyon, v'adonoi posein yoreha. I'm Rabbi Yosef of Hanina, melamed sheparcha ben saras. From this pasuk, we learn that they would get saras. How do we see that they get saras? Siv hacha, the beginning part of the pasuk, is v'sipach, uksiv hasam, and it says in regards to saras, v'seis v'sapachas. So the lashon pasuk v'sipach sounds like the lashon of the pasuk by Tzarasa v'sapachas. Period. The pasuk also says v'sipacha adonoi kod kod noi sim v'adonoi pasen yora. What's pasen yora? Rav Shmuel chad omer shenishpachu kikiton. One says that it's a lashon of shficha, of pouring out, that they will end up having an abnormal flow come out of their body, that they will grow here like the forest over parts of their body, that they will not look pretty.
This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the daf of Samach Beis, and now Beis Hashem, we go to the halacha section. Beis Hashem Yisparich, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Beis is the topic of kulyer that comes out in our Gemara on the bottom of Samach Beis Amid Aleph in the Gemara and in the Mishnah on Samach Beis Amid Aleph. The contemporary issue of kulyer is a woman's clasp that she wears, for example, in holding a shawl. In fact, I approached my research assistants, my wife and daughters, and I asked them to show me the different clasps that they use for their shawls. And sure enough, I'd like to point out that one of them might very well qualify as a kulyer and might be a significant shaila of wearing out in the Rishus HaRabim in a particular fashion. Let's review what our Gemara says about kulyer, and let's then get halacha lemaisa to different pins and clasps that a woman might wear on a shawl or on a jacket. The Mishnah told us on Samach Beis Amid Aleph, v'lo bekulyer, there is an iser d'oraisa for a woman to go out with a kulyer. What is a kulyer? So the Gemara explains towards the bottom, in the name of Rab, it's machpanta. And that is something that is used as a clasp to join the garment together. Does that mean that all clasps are an iser d'oraisa and not considered a takshut that's considered a masui? No. The Mordechi is quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Simin Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph in the Beis Yosef, and is made reference to in the Sharet Zion, in Sifkatan Chaf Hei and Chavav of Simin Shin Gimel, as saying that our Gemara was only talking about a clasp that was pinned into the garment, but not used as a clasp. So even though the Mechaber says exactly like our Mishnah, Leiteitze Bekulyer, a woman is not supposed to go out with a clasp, V'hu Tashit Shekosher Esbo Maftechei Chaluka, as well as talking about the positive odor of the koveles that he finishes off with that is familiar to from our Gemara, but is not as relevant today. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Brura tells us in not all cases is there an Isur D'oraisa to go out to the clasp. The only time it's usur is if the clasp is not being used to close the chalukah. Umishum hachi chayeves, says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Chavtes of Shimon Shin Gimel. The lo chashiv tachshit eno elamasoi, the eno elo laharos osher, that it's being used to show wealth. Aval im gam ata salgeres ba'o maftache chaluka mutter lechatchila dehave tachshit. But if it's being used to hold something down, then it's considered a tachshit, and we're not afraid she's going to take it off and show to others. I am right now holding a clasp in my hand that is designed to be particularly a clasp and not simply a pin. One could argue that a pin that is there to be an ornament qualifies as a tachshit, and for that reason there would not be an Isur D'oraisa to carry out. And then whether it's mutter to take out on Shabbos on one's garment is dependent on yesterday's Dvar Halacha, whether Bizman Azeh were still Choshesh, that a woman's going to take it off and show to her friend. But today's Dvar Halacha is not discussing that concern. Today's Dvar Halacha is talking about the concern that if it's not a Tachshit, it might very well be a Masui. And here I would like to throw out to the learners of the Daf Yomi, as well as to those who are zocha to sit in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha and are zocha to be Osek B'Shmaitza Aliba Dehilchasa, to wonder aloud if there was a clasp that was designed to be a clasp and it's not used to hold the shawl together, like the pin that I am holding now that's clearly designed to hold the shawl, if a woman just puts that and uses it as a pin, would it fall into the category of our Mishnah? Or would we say, Bizman Azeh, that we consider everything a Tachshit? I would like to call into question, if we're talking about a Safek D'oraisa, that when we need to prove that this object also seconds, moonlights, as a Tachshit without being a clasp, and therefore be mutter, I would be a little bit hard-pressed to accept that and suggest that one inform women who wear clasps on their shawls that if it was designed specifically to be a clasp, that sounds like a kulyer, and it should be worn only as that, and it should not be worn as a pin. A pin has a separate shaila of yesterday, whether we're afraid that she's going to take off and show it. Otherwise, one can most definitely argue it's a tachshit, and we quoted many poskim who are makel today. Even the stipler was makel in this regard. However, if we're talking about a kulyer, which is beferish aser aliba dehilchasa on a level of doraisa, if it's not being used to hold together two parts of the beged, then I would ask, maybe this would constitute a shailava doraispa, and a pin that is made to be a clasp should only be worn as a clasp and not as simply an ornament. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha observation from Daf Samach Beis.